Marie Curie, A Life of Brilliance and Perseverance. Introduction. Hello, dear listeners. I'm Eve Curie, and I'm here to share with you the extraordinary story of my mother, Marie Curie. As her daughter, I had the privilege of witnessing firsthand the remarkable journey of one of the most influential scientists in history. Tonight, I invite you to join me as we explore the life of a woman who changed the face of science forever. A childhood forged in adversity. Marie Skłodowska was born in Warsaw, Poland, in 1867, a time when our homeland was under Russian occupation. From her earliest years, Marie's life was shaped by hardship and loss. She was just 10 years old when her eldest sister, Zosia, succumbed to typhus. 2 years later, her beloved mother passed away from tuberculosis. These tragedies could have broken a lesser spirit, but they only served to strengthen Marie's resolve. Despite the oppressive atmosphere of Russian-controlled Poland, Marie's thirst for knowledge was insatiable. She excelled in her studies, graduating from high school at the tender age of 15 with the highest honors. However, the path to higher education was barred to women in Poland at that time. Undeterred, Marie and her sister Brania hatched a plan. They would take turns working to support each other's studies abroad. For years, Marie worked as a governess, squirreling away every spare penny. In her rare moments of free time, she devoured books on physics and mathematics, laying the groundwork for her future scientific pursuits. Finally, at the age of 24, Marie's dream came true. She boarded a train for Paris, her heart full of hope and determination. The Sorbonne and a fateful meeting. Paris was a revelation to Marie. At the Sorbonne, she found herself in an environment that valued knowledge above all else. She threw herself into her studies with a fervor that amazed her professors. Living in a tiny attic room, subsisting on little more than bread and tea, Marie's dedication knew no bounds. She would often work late into the night, her fingers numb with cold as she pored over her textbooks. It was during this time that Marie met a brilliant physicist named Pierre Curie. Their connection was immediate and profound. Pierre once told me, "I have never known anyone with such a passionate love for science." They were kindred spirits, united by their shared devotion to unlocking the mysteries of the universe. Their courtship was unconventional, to say the least. Instead of moonlit walks along the Seine, they spent their time discussing radioactivity and atomic theory. When Pierre proposed, he did so with these words: "It would be a beautiful thing, a thing I dare not hope, if we could spend our life near each other, hypnotized by our dreams. Your patriotic dream, our humanitarian dream, and our scientific dream." The birth of a scientific power couple. Marie and Pierre's marriage marked the beginning of one of the most productive scientific partnerships in history. Together, they embarked on a quest to understand the strange rays emitted by uranium, a phenomenon that Marie dubbed radioactivity. Their laboratory was little more than a dilapidated shed, lacking even the most basic equipment. But what they lacked in resources, they made up for in ingenuity and determination. Marie would often say, "One never notices what has been done. One can only see what remains to be done." Working tirelessly, often for 12 hours a day, they made breakthrough after breakthrough. They discovered two new elements: polonium, named after Marie's beloved homeland, and radium, which would prove to be their most significant find. The work was grueling and dangerous. Neither Marie nor Pierre fully understood the risks of handling radioactive materials. They would come home with their clothes glowing in the dark, their fingers burned and scarred from handling radium. But their excitement over each new discovery overshadowed any concerns for their own well-being. Triumph and tragedy. In 1903, Marie and Pierre's work was recognized with the Nobel Prize in Physics. Marie became the first woman to receive this prestigious award. However, the scientific community was slow to acknowledge her contributions fully. Initially, only Pierre and their colleague Henri Becquerel were nominated. It was only through Pierre's insistence that Marie's name was added to the nomination. The Nobel Prize brought fame and recognition, but Marie and Pierre shunned the limelight. They were happiest in their laboratory, continuing their research. As Marie once said, be less curious about people and more curious about ideas. Tragedy struck in 1906 when Pierre was killed in a street accident. His death nearly broke Marie. In her diary, she wrote, I put flowers on your cold face for the last time, your face that I had so often caressed. They closed the coffin, and I shall see you no more. I did not let them cover it with the horrible black cloth. I covered it with flowers and sat beside it. Despite her grief, Marie found the strength to carry on. She took over Pierre's position at the Sorbonne, becoming the first woman to teach there. In her inaugural lecture, she began exactly where Pierre had left off in his last class, a testament to their seamless intellectual partnership. A legacy of science and service. In the years that followed, Marie continued to break new ground. She won a second Nobel Prize in 1911, this time in chemistry, for her work on radium and polonium. She remains the only person to have won Nobel Prizes in two scientific fields. During World War I, Marie put her scientific knowledge to practical use. She developed mobile X-ray units, nicknamed Petites Curies, which were used to diagnose injuries on the battlefield. She personally drove these units to the front lines, demonstrating that her commitment to science was matched by her dedication to humanity. Throughout her life, Marie remained humble and focused on her work. She once said, I was taught that the way of progress was neither swift nor easy. This philosophy guided her through countless challenges and setbacks. Marie Curie's final years and enduring impact. As Marie entered her later years, the toll of her lifelong exposure to radiation began to show. Her health declined, but her passion for science never wavered. Even as she grew weaker, she continued to work in her laboratory, guiding a new generation of scientists. Marie passed away in 1934, leaving behind a legacy that continues to shape our world. Her discoveries laid the foundation for nuclear physics and modern cancer treatments. But perhaps her greatest legacy is the inspiration she provides to scientists, particularly women in science, around the world. My mother's life was a testament to the power of curiosity, perseverance, and dedication. She once said, "Nothing in life is to be feared, it is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so that we may fear less." These words encapsulate her approach to both science and life. As we conclude our journey through Marie Curie's remarkable life, I hope you've gained not just an understanding of her scientific achievements, but also an appreciation for the indomitable spirit that drove her. In a world that often told her, no, Marie Curie consistently said, yes, to the pursuit of knowledge, to the betterment of humanity, and to the unyielding quest for understanding our universe. My mother's story reminds us that great achievements often come from humble beginnings, that setbacks can be overcome with determination, and that the pursuit of knowledge is a noble and worthy endeavor. As you go about your lives, I encourage you to embrace Marie Curie's spirit of curiosity and resilience. For in doing so, you honor not just her memory, but the very essence of scientific inquiry that continues to push humanity forward. Thank you for listening to this bedtime biography of Madame Curie. May her story inspire your dreams and kindle your own passion for discovery. Good night, and remember, in the words of Marie Curie, one never notices what has been done. One can only see what remains to be done. Sweet dreams, and may your tomorrow be filled with the wonder of scientific exploration.